Share the vibe. How you behave and present yourself can impact those around you, for better or worse. Your emotions, attitudes, and even your flaws can infect others. Being positive and upbeat can spread positivity to others, while being negative can have the opposite effect. Understanding this aspect of human nature shows that individuals create and spread their own culture in various settings like work, home, and with friends. This influence is known as contagion, where people's moods and attitudes can spread to those around them. The negative energy and impact of a colleague who consistently shows up with a bad attitude can be costly, both in the workplace and in life. For instance, if a negative employee wastes 90 minutes a day due to low energy and productivity, this can have significant economic consequences. The intentional energetic presence method. Understanding your intentional energetic presence, IEP, can help you appear engaging, self-fulfilled, and focused on serving others. Your impact on others is influenced by the energy you convey, how you present yourself, in three key areas: personality, attitude, and behavior. Improving your IEP means consciously choosing the type of energy you emit and welcoming success by being purposeful, radiating positive energy, and having a strong presence. To evaluate someone's IEP, consider 1. Their intentions, 2. Their level of energy, 3. How they are perceived, the quality of their physical presence, the ripple effect of personal influence. Every person has an impact on those around them, spreading their traits like a contagious virus. These traits, summed up as IEP, individual emotional patterns, can have positive or negative effects on others. Leaders, in particular, can significantly influence entire organizations through their IEPs. Depending on their personal traits, they can either uplift employee spirits or bring them down. These effects can be measured by assessing employee attrition, retention, and lost time rates, the intentional energetic presence, IEP, approach. The intentional energetic presence, IEP, approach helps you align your intention, energy, and presence to present a fully integrated front. IEP consists of three components. 1. The presence reboot. Sometimes life's pressures can dampen your positive outlook. Even when you're feeling down, you still need to stay focused. Recognize when your energy is low. That's when you need to reboot your presence by following these steps. Get present and notice your energy. Take a moment to assess how you're feeling. Pay attention to your posture, energy levels, and internal state. Consider what message you might be sending to others. Decide if that's what you want it to be. If you're not happy with how you're feeling, make a decision to change it. Think about the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. What steps can you take to bridge that gap and improve your state of mind? Notice what you need to support yourself. If something feels off or out of alignment, take action to fix it right away. Breathe and envision how you want to show up. Take a deep breath and imagine how you want to present yourself to others. Slow down and center yourself as you envision the kind of person you want to be in this moment. Step in, become it, and then rinse and repeat. Step into your desired state of mind and behavior. Remember these steps whenever you feel out of sorts. Stay present and be proactive about aligning yourself with where you want to be. 2. Intentional impact. To create and achieve impact, you must first intend it deliberately. Intentional impact involves several key components. Outcomes. Clearly define the precise results you want to achieve. Without a clear objective, it's challenging to be intentional about your goals. Impact. Determine the emotional effect you want to have on those around you. Being definitive about this aspect helps guide your actions. Presence. Consider how you will show up to achieve your desired results and effects. Your presence plays a significant role in shaping outcomes. Beliefs. Your beliefs shape your actions and presence. Consider what you need to believe about the situation, person, or project to align with your intentions. Action. Identify the concrete steps you need to take to move toward your goals. Action is key to turning intention. 3. Your mental and emotional energy field. To build a strong foundation for your individualized education program, IEP, You need to focus on developing a strong leadership presence and ensuring you have the mental and emotional energy. Your mental and emotional field includes your attitudes, feelings, thoughts, assumptions, beliefs, focus, complaints, and how much space you leave for authentic emotion. Here are the key elements of your mental and emotional landscape. Assumptions. The beliefs you consider unquestionably affect how you present yourself. Avoid making assumptions as they can lead you astray. Beliefs. Maintain a positive belief that the world is a supportive place where people can thrive and be productive. Decisions. See your ability to decide as a superpower. Your choices can lead to changes in behavior, transformations in attitudes, and breakthroughs. Complaints. Negativity is draining and contagious, so try to minimize complaints and focus on positive solutions instead. Your bubble. Some believe that one's impact is mostly tied to their abilities and skills. However, the truth is that your impact is largely determined by your personal presence, your IEP. Your IEP, or essential core, is defined by how you present yourself in the world, both to others and to yourself. It's about the values, purpose, beliefs, and natural state that you convey through your actions and behaviors. These mental, emotional, and psychological aspects, along with others, make up your personal bubble, the framework that supports and nourishes you. Your bubble can be a valuable asset, especially in leadership roles, the art of self-presentation. Self-aware individuals consciously project a positive image, which significantly influences their success. Your presentation plays a crucial role in determining your outcomes. There are 5 key elements to effective presentation. 1. Intention. Decide on your desired outcomes and how you want events to unfold. Your intention is driven by your determination to achieve the results you desire. 2. Energy. Consider how you care for yourself and manage your life to become the most effective instrument of change possible. Your energy stems from your ability to take charge of your life. 3. Presence. Reflect on how you present yourself to others. Presence is about who you are in the present moment, right here and right now. 4. Action and skills. Utilize your actions and abilities to propel yourself forward. These are the tools you use to achieve your goals. 5. Impact. Evaluate the tangible effects of your actions, attitude, intentionally, presence, and energy on others. Successful examples of AP methodology in businesses. Businesses across different industries effectively use the IEP methodology to cultivate positive organizational cultures. Here are 3 notable examples. IDEO. This renowned design firm is a strong advocate of IEP. They appoint global IEP stewards to help employees understand and apply IEP principles in their work and personal lives. Zingerman's Community of Businesses. Based in Ann Arbor, Michigan, this organization has integrated IEP into its operations for years. CEO Ari Weinzweig notes that IEP has fostered energy mindfulness among employees who now see positive energy as their definition of fun, enhancing their professional lives. Damon Carneros, located in Napa Valley, California, this winery organized a 2-day conference outside their offices to introduce senior executives to IEP principles. The executives then implemented IEPs throughout the organization. They created sub-teams of advocates who developed various assets, such as visual reminders and healthier snack options, to maintain IEP's presence in their culture. The Super 7 for Cultural Health. Creating positive energy isn't just an individual goal, it's a team effort. By working together, you and your colleagues can promote positivity in your group, organization, and relationships. This can help transform your corporate culture and lead to true cultural health. Focus on these 7 key components. 1. Shared values, vision, and purpose. A positive culture depends on shared values, vision, and purpose. These also help attract people looking for meaningful work and a values-driven workplace. 2. Intention of contribution and service. Team members should think about how they can truly serve others. Each person should ask themselves, is my contribution making things better or worse? 3. safety to speak up and take risks. Create a supportive environment where people feel safe to be themselves. Encourage employees to share their ideas and try new approaches. 4. Curiosity and vulnerability. Curiosity helps build connections, while vulnerability allows for honesty and builds trust. 5. Accountability and ownership. Encourage personal responsibility so employees take ownership of their choices and actions. 6. Reciprocity. Encourage employees to be generous and caring towards each other. This happens when people feel safe to be vulnerable and are grateful for their colleagues. 7. Conscious measurement and rewards. The behaviors that an organization recognizes and rewards will shape how employees act and behave. Key points. 1. Personal behavior and presentation can influence others positively or negatively. 2. The intentional energetic presence, IEP method, helps individuals impact their organizations positively. 3. Understanding and managing one's IEP involves three key areas: personality, attitude, and behavior. 4. Leaders can significantly influence organizational culture through their IEP. 5. The IEP approach involves rebooting presence, intentional impact, and mental and emotional energy. 6. Your bubble or personal presence is crucial in determining your impact. 7. Positive organizational culture is a team effort involving shared values, service intention, safety, curiosity, accountability, reciprocity, and conscious measurement.